It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. We even play Canadians here from time to time, like Bryan Adams. On this day in 1984, Bryan Adams in the studio recording Run to You, this song from his fourth album, Reckless, a huge hit. The album was a huge hit. The song was a pretty big hit, too. Nominated in five categories for the MTV Video Music Awards. Yes, kids, they used to have videos that went along with songs and played them on TV as opposed to just streaming them on YouTube. Bryan Adams recorded on this day in 1984 the song Run to You. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Monday all across the state. I'm here with you today, tomorrow, and Thursday and Friday. Steve out all week. Happy to be alongside. This portion of the show brought to you by Patriot Foods. PatriotFoods.com with new products for 2023. Try the new dried blueberries in 1 pound or 4 pound packages. Discover pancake and waffle mixes with amazing flavors. Buttermilk, chocolate chip, 5 grain celebration, cinnamon, gingerbread, peanut butter. And what goes with pancakes? Well, of course, pure Vermont maple syrup. From Farmer's Best, blueberry, strawberry, peppermint bark, pumpkin spice, and salted caramel. Check out Patriot Foods. Use the promo code AMERICA and get 10% off. Free shipping, too, with orders of more than $100 at PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Let's go to some audio from the weekend. Martha Raddatz on ABC, who is one of the reporters, anchors you should trust least. Martha Raddatz on ABC talking with I believe a New York Times reporter, Astrid Herndon, about Governor Ron DeSantis. I have a little bit of the answer here from Herndon, but what I want you to listen to is the way that Martha Raddatz asks this question. Come back and make a point about that in just a moment. This is from ABC's This Week. Martha Raddatz and Astrid Herndon, cut one.
Ted DeSantis, let's go back to Florida here.
Yeah.
He announced an expansion of the controversial law, Don't Say Gay, to all grades
yeah.
now. Is that going to help him?
This is a fight he is intentionally picking. We have seen him use the governor's office for these kind of set plays to be able to pick and choose a slice of a Republican culture war that he wants to see the friendly media, that he wants to get on Fox News. And that's how he's raised his profile away from those other challengers. But it has also got him into trouble. His position on Ukraine is one that he has had to walk back over the last couple weeks and has created some daylight for other candidates, folks like Nikki Haley, folks like Mike Pence, who are also looking at 2024 to try to take a slice from him. Ron DeSantis is doing a very careful dance even before he gets into the race, trying to speak to the MAGA base of Donald Trump while also looking at the broader Republican electorate.
All right, that's Astrid Herndon. But the question itself from Martha Raddatz at the beginning, you heard it where she says he's expanding the Don't Say Gay law. Now, as you and I know, there's no such thing. It doesn't exist. It's a leftist talking point that has now been picked up by media members and now to the point where they're uncritically adopting that language and the nickname. For a while it was, you know, critics refer to it as don't say gay law. Now it's just the way they call it. Adopting the dishonest nickname for this bill is one of the most egregious examples of media bias in recent years, because when people find out what the bill actually does, they overwhelmingly support it, this so-called Don't Say Gay bill in Florida. And that's why they have to lie about it. That's why Democrats, that's why the media have to lie about it and call it the Don't Say Gay bill. And now Martha Raddatz, again, one of the reporters you should trust the least on in the mainstream media, is simply adopting the left's nickname for the law and bringing it to viewers uncritically. When people find out what the bill does, they support it, and that's why they have to lie about it. It's just nuts. Amber Athey's coming up in the next hour, and she wrote a bit about this in her new book, The Snowflakes Revolt. So I'll ask her about that coming up in the next hour. This would never, ever happen the other way. Can you imagine the media just simply uncritically adopting the way Republicans describe a bill from Democrats? A Democratic bill that expands abortion in California, picking a blue state. And Republicans call it the Kill More Babies bill. And Martha Raddatz gets on ABC's This Week and say, what about the Governor Gavin Newsom of California and his kill more babies law? That might hurt him, don't you think? Never. Never in a billion years would that happen. But it's the same thing. It's media members adopting the language of the left, treating it as fact, and then just using it as part of their parlance. Also, this is the giant disconnect between the media and everybody else. They think this bill is going to hurt Governor DeSantis. Among Republican voters? Among the general electorate? Polling tells us neither is true. People, when they find out what's in this bill, like it. They support it. Republican primary voters support it. And even general election voters, independents, support it when they find out what is in the bill. That is why they don't tell you what's in the bill and just call it Don't Say Gay. Don't trust Martha Raddatz. Very quickly, laughable tweet from NPR over the weekend. They've had to fix it already. Here's the tweet. The international governing body for track and field will ban trans women athletes from elite women's competitions, citing a priority for fairness over inclusion. And here's the part. Despite limited scientific evidence of physical advantage. Do you understand what NPR is trying to sell you there? Taxpayer-funded NPR is trying to sell you there. That science is murky and nebulous, and we just don't know the facts about whether male athletes have physical advantages over female athletes in athletic competitions. That's what they're trying to tell you. Now, you're not silly enough to believe that, I realize. And they've had to come back, and I think late last night they went back and deleted the tweet and came back and posted it again with some different language. Who approves that in the first place? Limited scientific evidence of physical advantages for males over females in athletics. Ridiculous. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.